I'm gonna have to change this. So
Blog Talk Radio.
It's the football one.
I don't know what happened to the little black guy. I think the Swedish flag is flown over the capital of the United States of America on July 4th, 2000. Yeah, 2006. Tim Ryan had it flown the day we opened.
I think we have it.
Welcome to the Niles McKinley Lady Dragons podcast featuring Coach Scott McMillan and the Lady Dragons.
No expense here at the Niles Ladies Dragons soccer podcast, joined with head coach Scott McMillan and a couple team captains, and we're going to talk a little bit about the program. This is our inaugural podcast, so thanks for joining us, Coach Scott. So we got about 15 minutes, so let's dive into it. Let's kind of just talk about this season. What are your expectations?
Well, like every year, my expectations are high. I believe in the players. I believe in our work ethic, and I'm a believer, you know. So every year I think we're going to win it all, and until we do or don't, it's how I believe, and we go into like with that mindset every day.
If you could put, I guess, a word or two words, maybe three words, on this team, what's the mentality, if you could describe the team in a few words?
Had a good team chemistry. Our team motto this year is be the reason.
Okay.
And they're to be the reason for each other, why they show up, be the reason we win games, be the reason that it's worth what all the work we do.
And you've been doing this a long time. Still love it?
Oh, yeah. I won't. The day I don't love it, I won't be doing it. Good kids.
That's good to hear. So your last game, I believe you, West Branch was a 4-2 loss. You rebound with a 7-0 win at Girard. Can we just kind of go through that game, and then we'll talk a little bit about Struthers tomorrow night at Bo Ryan.
So we started out the season, and like everything I do, I jump right into it like it's a fire. So we went and played the regional champions right off the bat. There were 10 senior strong starting lineup, a team they've had together since they were in seventh grade.
Wow.
So I figured if we start out with the best, we can only get better from there. Played a great off season, played all D1 schedule the whole off season, traveled around the state, went to a camp up in Erie and played the New York state champs and the PA runners up there. So we were prepared for the game. What we weren't prepared for was first year jitters. We started five freshmen.
Wow, five.
So we settled in by the second half and actually owned the game at that point. But we gave up three restarts, which and a PK. So when they had one legit goal and the other three were because of our mistakes. And like I tell the girls all the time, the team that makes mistakes is probably the team that's not holding up one finger at the end of the day. So and we went into that game. We reset from that and went in and played a neighboring community, Girard, and we didn't play our best soccer, I can tell you. To me, it's not about the end result as much as if we improved and how much we thought, and it's about the IQ. We did win the game 7-0, but we missed probably a good 10 opportunities.
Oh, wow.
So what that happens in those games, you let people stay around too long, they start believing they can beat you. They play a little tougher, a little stronger. And, you know, it made it a little bit better of a game. We came out second half, though, and kind of put it to them. So.
I love that old school mentality. 7-0 win, but you're still like, hey, this wasn't good enough. I love it.
It's how you finish, not how you start, buddy.
That's exactly right. And then tomorrow night you have Struthers. I guess kind of take us what Dragon faithful that down at Bo Ryan will see when they see the Lady Dragons take on the Struthers.
Hopefully we see a possession game that we play with purpose. And like I tell the girls all the time, we have to play with IQ. We have to play three steps ahead of the opponent. We have to know what we want to do. We have to know our players. We have to be deceptive. And we have to finish. So hopefully tomorrow we put all the elements together in all thirds of the field. We've been working very hard on our restarts the last week. So we want to be the most proficient team on those because those are why they're given to you. I mean, they're a free gift, you know. It's like anything else. you know, when they call the penalty and give you a free first down, you know, you take it, don't you? And then you change up. You might not kick the field goal at 45 out, but when you get 35, you're kicking, right? So we had that same mentality. When we get that free chance, we want to be able to capitalize on it. We have a couple plays that we call right off the bat. I hope we come right off the gate and score within the first 30 seconds tomorrow. That's my goal tomorrow.
Really?
Absolutely. And we've been close, and if we can pull that off, I think it'll be a nail in the coffin. It'll put them away early, and the game should get everybody in the game and a lot of playing time.
I like this podcast already. I already got the one line of the headline. Coach McMillan wants team to score within first 30 seconds. That's just gravity.
Yeah, and he'd really like the name of the play that we call, but I probably shouldn't put it on the podcast.
Let's build a little foundation before.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely. See who's listening.
Before Fritz already says, hey, you got to ask.
Right.
Thing. Yeah, you guys got a PG-30.
Do I have to start listening to him?
Between what you guys have to do. We're here just here on the podcast.
Right.
So, Coach, why don't you introduce your team captains? These are the only two team captains?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
So
they're both seniors. Katie Heinzelman is a four-year letterman with the Niles McKinley program, and Ceci's a four-year letterman, but she transferred in after sophomore year, and she's been with us for 2 years now.
Mm-hmm.
Ceci Shesko.
Mr. Shestone, Katie, thank you, ladies, for joining us. It's an honor that you guys are team captains. So was that something you were expecting? Was it a surprise?
I think it's something that you work for. I think it's not like, oh, it's a big surprise because I've put so much into it that I think it's earned more than it's, like, given to you.
I do feel like I earned it with my hard work, especially just for coming here last year. And there was a lot of things that I had to do in order to find my spot on the team and, you know, get my starting spot as well.
Now, you guys carried yourself in a manner that earned you that right to be team captain.
Mm-hmm.
After he announces it or however that comes to fruition, how do you carry yourself even in a more dignified way to now you have a reputation as team captain?
So, personally, I try to be kind of a mentor to the girls. I don't want to, like, yell at them and be like, oh, you do have to do this, you have to do that. Of course, you want to tell them what to do so they do the right things, but also I like to be outside of soccer, like, be a friend to them.
Okay.
And in the hallways, especially with going to school recently, like, in the first couple of days, it's nice. Everybody walks by and they're like, hi, how are you doing, you know. So I think that's one of the more things is being somebody that they could look up to. More than just on the field.
I would say I like to motivate everybody on and off the field as well. And I do always try to be, like, a good friend to everybody else, especially, like, in school and out of school. And one thing about our team is we don't usually have a lot of problems.
Okay.
We never, like, argue with each other, and we always get through every type of, like, difficulty that does come in the way.
And I'm curious. Now, Coach said he wanted to score in the first 30 seconds, and we were actually talking yesterday. And you said, well, they want to score in the first 15 seconds, Coach, so you're slacking that a little bit. That was their goal.
It might take up a couple seconds.
<you know? laughs> that's where their mindset is. Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
And I did not know they were sitting here today, but you guys, team captains, seniors, have the legacy, I guess, of being established. Those five freshmen, what's it like having those new faces back there? And they're a little bit green, and you know it's going to take some time, and they're going to be mistakes where they're like, experience.
I think it's nice because most of our freshmen are experienced. So I think that's a misconception that since they're freshmen, they don't know what they're doing. But they are skilled, very skilled players. So they are good on the field. They're a really big asset to our team. They make it fun and, you know, just everything. They're a big part.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And you, what do you think?
One of the best things about them is because that their experience is a quick learner. So especially during practice, Coach Scott likes to say it the first time, and then we just get right through it, and then we're able to move on to the next thing. So I feel like with that, it makes it a lot easier during practices, and that's why we always do have good practices. And then when it comes to game time, then we're just ready to play.
And when we do the football team's podcast, Coach Perry will come in and the player come in. And, you know, talk about the game. Now, he was talking about the Girard game that they had 10 misses, possibly a lot more goals.
Yeah.
Did you guys
feel
that same frustration?
Oh,
did you feel
it was frustrating, yeah. It was frustrating. I think we got a little bit excited. We wanted to push up too much and score, and we need to just relax, stay in our positions, play the game we know how to play, instead of getting excited and getting everything all over the place.
And
stay a little composed.
And, Coach, you might want to, and we don't want to, with West Branch, you said that they were defending champs, and you said the second half of that game you kind of felt the momentum was on your side.
Oh, absolutely.
And you,
we got pumped up.
Yeah.
We came back a little bit.
We had momentum going in. We had scored a goal, and some reason they didn't put our lights on, so the ref stopped the game in the middle of our momentum, and we had to go find somebody to turn the lights on.
Really?
So then that gave us a break, and so all that momentum just kind of went away. Yeah.
But we still came back. We gave him a PK. One of our freshmen made a freshman mistake, took the girl out of the box. It happens. But like I said, they scored their goals on restarts. A corner, they have a girl that's a commit for YSU Division I basketball full ride.
Yeah.
She's 6 foot tall. And the ball got in her head, and she put in the back of the net. And we learned from that. Now we put a body up. We play physical. That's part of the game. Man up, girls, and we need to do that, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So that said, is that a good momentum builder, knowing that you played that well the second half against the defending champs? You have a shutout the second game, and now you got stress. I'm just saying something to build on where the back of your mindset is, you got a good base.
That it just goes to show of how good of a team that we can be, and that even if we do have off games, we are capable of so much more.
Yeah, and I think that also that we need to take this into the next games where we're going to play people who maybe aren't as good as West Branch and keep bringing it to them just as hard because we're going to end up probably playing somebody like West Branch again.
Who's your rival?
It depends each year. Poland, West Branch.
It depends on what goal we're looking at.
Depends on who. Salem,
every game is the big game.
Yeah.
It is.
But we have a couple team goals, and
yeah.
One is to win the conference, and one is to do well in the playoffs. So there's different nemesises in that journey.
Right. I don't think we have, a set rival each year. That's usually not how it is. Maybe Poland, but other than that, it's not the same team each year.
Well, we're almost out of time. I always like to end the show. I call it three and out. There are a few lighthearted off-the-wall questions. The football players have been dogging me on this because I know all the NFL guys do it. So Taylor Swift songs. What's your favorite Taylor Swift song?
I love anything from the Folklore album.
Okay.
I don't know.
I love Taylor Swift.
Listen to Taylor Swift.
Well, but you had to pick a song. You know of her, right?
I don't know the name of it. I don't know the name of it.
That's how we jumped you into it.
Hip hop over here. Yep.
Or no, I like Blank Space.
There you go. How about this one? Who's the fastest Lady Dragon on the team?
Callie. I'd say Callie.
Will anybody say she's not?
No, nobody would say she wasn't.
Okay.
Very quick.
And then the final one for today, since we were talking about rivals and you guys are seniors, you've been here 2 years and you've been here 4 years. To go back and win one game against one opponent, who do you want to go back and beat and why?
I don't know. Honestly, I would like to beat West Branch. That would have been nice to come out like that.
Fair, I'd like that. Yeah, recent good to right
yeah,
back.
Yeah, recent.
I would agree with West Branch or Poland of last year.
Yeah.
That was a game that we should have won. And then I also had to sit out at that time.
I don't think I played that.
We had them, but a lot of injuries in the season.
All right. Fair enough. Well, hey, I want to thank you and Mr. Merla for getting us started here and Coach for joining us. Ladies, best of luck to you. Stay healthy, obviously, and continued success. And go Dragons. Everybody tomorrow night, Bo Ryan's Day. And what time?
7 p.m.
7 p.m.
Yeah,
and you can
hear
me.
This has been a C2P exclusive.